Green Bay Packers fans. Welcome to Railbird Central on CheeseheadTV.com. I'm your host, Brian Caravu, joined by our live blog director, Jamie Jors, this morning. We're talking some Packers football, and we're going to be talking about a new contract for Donald Driver in just a little while. But to kick off the show, we have a special guest joining us. We have Steve, the owner, Tate, joining us, who's going to talk about the ultimate Packer fan connection that's happening Saturday in Green Bay. Steve, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well, Brian. Good to be on.
We're great to have you. And just so anybody who doesn't know, you kind of have this little persona, Steve, the owner. What's that all about? Is that a superhero type of thing, or what? You almost dress like one.
No, it's just being a big Packer fan all my life and always wanting to have a share of stock. And when I bought a share of stock, then my birthday came around and I went to my first playoff game. And in the heat of the moment there and making up a banner, because my sister was making a banner, I said, hey, put NFL owner on my cheese wedge. And, you know, I'm just one of 360,000 shareholders of the Green Bay Packers now. But, it's a kind of a thing that does stand out. I get to meet a lot of people. I've made a lot of new relationships from it, so it's just been a blast. It's really added to the whole Packer experience, and I hope I do that for others too.
Cool. Steve, the reason you're joining us today is to tell us about the Ultimate Packer Fan Connection, which is happening Saturday in Green Bay. Pretend I don't know what it is, and you know, I'm sure a lot of our listeners really don't. What is it? What is it all about?
Well, what it really is all about is, again, it's about fans and the connection. And, you know, the last 2 years, the Packers haven't had a fan fest. And last year when they didn't have it, I was talking with some friends and say, hey, why don't we have our own? And then this year, again, they did it. Just for whatever reason, they decided not to have a fan fest. So we said, hey, let's have our own fan connection. So it really is about fans with fans. And, you know, we're trying to give an opportunity, maybe some players. We started late. We only had like about 2 months to get this planned. So we didn't get a lot of players, but Amon Green will be there. And it's also about giving back to our community. So part of that is Amon Green's tied in with, and our the Ultimate Packer Fan Connection is also tied in with Make-A-Wish. So we're going to be making a donation from that also. But it's a free event. There's three bands there, and it's going to be, we're going to have some raffle items. We have a Vince Lombardi replica trophy with a plaque signed by Aaron Rodgers on it. We have one for Bart Starr. So there'll be raffles, music, fellowship, and giving back to our community. Plus, Rawhide's going to be there, which is a real big Bart Starr backs that with for a boys, you know, home and stuff. So just giving back to our community and having in the mid-season here, mid-off-season, getting together with Packer fans and just having a good time.
Sounds like a good event for Packer fans to attend on a Saturday and a weekend when they're not doing much else. You said there's kind of you kind of have some connections here to Make-A-Wish, the Amon Green Foundation. Are you just going to pass the hat? What's the deal there?
Well, what we're going to do is from our raffles, when we get done with that, we're going to give 50% of whatever we have from our raffles, at least it goes to Make-A-Wish. So that's the start. Obviously, we got to buy these items and pay for them and stuff. So we're not passing a hat. We're just going to hopefully through our raffles that we have there and the auction items that we have. So we have raffle, we have a punch board. This is the first time I've ever been a part of trying to set something like this. So Stadium View has been really great. They're paying the bands, they're bringing in that kind of stuff. So we, luckily they were just willing to help support us and be a partner in this thing. So we don't have any of those costs, and Stadium View Bar is covering all that. So that's how it's going to come about. Whatever we can do from the proceeds, and from those raffles and punch boards and stuff.
I saw on your website, theultimatepackerfan.com, that you're going to have an appearance by some of Gilbert Brown's players. Who's that?
Well, yes, Gilbert Brown is the coach of the Green Bay Chill, the lingerie league in Green Bay, and he is going to definitely have his players there, and he's partnering with us a little bit on this. So I've never been to a lingerie game, and I've never met any of these players, but I'm sure that'll be a fun time with having them there also.
Fantastic. Seems to be appropriate timing with the Donald Driver celebrity softball game happening the very next day on Sunday. Are you going to the game?
Absolutely we are. I'm also a member of the Packer Partners, and they were able to, that's the Packer Organization Fan Club, and they were able to reserve some seats, and if people were members, they could have ordered seats for that. So myself, Wayne, the Ultimate Packer fan, Bruce, Acme Packer, a number of us are going to be going there. Other fans, Rick Steele and his wife are coming in from Pennsylvania, and he's the last inductee to the Hall of Fame for Green Bay Packer fans. So there's going to be a number of us there at that event, and that's another thing we looked at. We tried to look at dates, and so it's really cool to have that the day before, and the Ultimate Packer Fan Connection the day before, and then the Donald Driver softball the next day. So absolutely going to be there.
Steve, I've lamented in the past the discontinuation of events like Fan Fest, the large-scale draft party at Lambeau Field. You know, just from a fan perspective, what's your take on what the Packers have done here in kind of stopping some of these fan events?
Well, you know, there is some complication to it, you know, with the collective bargaining agreement and how many things the players, when they can be there and how they can be there. And, you know, especially when a team's successful, they get pulled in so many different ways. I think it's just really tough scheduling, getting the players to show up, because even the last couple Fan Fest, you weren't getting a lot of the starters, especially on offense there.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Driver was there each time, and he used to have this huge lines waiting for him. He did two sessions. So I think it's just a matter of it just, people's lives are a lot more pull and tug, and it's really hard to get the players there. So, you know, that's why I know a lot of people ask what players are going to be at this event, but we're going to try to get some players. But I really want this to be about fans getting together and having fans. I obviously see players come that are fans. Somebody like, you know, I tell you, guys still just a Packer fan is like William Henderson and some of the guys from the Warriors, even Bart Starr. I mean, these are people that even like just being with the fans. And so, I just think it's the pull and the demands on time that are making it harder and harder. So I just think if us fans don't do some of this ourselves, it's going to be harder for the organization to pull off.
You mentioned Donald Driver. We're going to be talking about him in a second here. What's your take on the news that he is supposedly or reportedly going to agree to a new restructured contract with the Packers?
I think it's outstanding. I mean, I understand the business of it. I'm also a businessman person, so I understand the business side of it, but you can't measure the intangibles. So you can see people that maybe have a faster 40 or maybe had more stats, but look at the playoffs. When it came time and that experience, Donald stepped up, and he can teach and mentor people. He's definitely willing to do that. And plus what he does to the community. So a team guy, the locker room, it's not always about the stats, and so I'm really glad to see that, because I was really kind of thinking that wasn't going to happen. So I'm hoping those reports are true, and it'd be great if Donald were signed for two more years. I just know it'd help the whole overall team for the next 2 years.
Steve, one final time, could you just give us the when and where of the Ultimate Packer Fan Connection here?
Yes, plus I want to give you one other thing, too. That
sure.
Same day of the June 2nd is when the Ultimate Packer Fan Connection is going to be held at Stadium View Bar, but the Packer Pro Shop Sale is also that morning. So people can go to the Pro Shop Sale, and that's where you get some great discounts on Packer merchandise. That starts at 9, and then you can come over to the Ultimate Packer Fan Connection at 2 till 10, so 2 p.m. to 10 p.m., Saturday, June 2nd, at Stadium View Bar, which is, you know, right down between, if you're at Lambeau Field and you look at the Hudson Center, just follow that road, Military Road, right down to the end. There's Stadium View Bar, and it's going to be an all-day Packer fan event.
Steve, appreciate it. I really respect what you're doing, this grassroots effort here. It's something we do at Cheesehead TV from time to time ourselves, putting on our own events. So respect that, and hope you have a good turnout, and hope everything goes well for the Ultimate Packer Fan Connection.
Thanks so much, Brian. And hey, anything I can do to help out, especially with your grassroots movements, I know I missed one, but I made a second event last year. Please let me know. I'd definitely like to help out and return the favor, man.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, Steve, and take care and have a good day.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Steve, the owner, Tate, joining us here on Railbird Central this morning here on CheeseheadTV.com, talking about the Ultimate Packer Fan Connection Saturday at the Stadium View in Green Bay. Be there, or be square, I guess. But no, it should be a good time, a time for Packer fans to get together. And, you know, like we said here, talked about kind of something that would be the Fan Fest or, you know, taking the place of Fan Fest in Green Bay, that now that they no longer are holding it, or at least temporarily. The word is that that I've seen in reports is that they're thinking of doing it again. But, you know, good timing here. Good timing with, you know, the Packers tent sale happening outside the pro shop early Saturday morning. You can go from there to the Ultimate Packer Fan Connection at the Stadium View in Green Bay, which is really just a hop, skip, and a jump away from Lambeau Field. And then on Sunday, taking the Donald Driver celebrity softball game in the Appleton area. Grand Chute, right? That's where it technically is. But anyhow, yeah, you know, fun off-season activities if you're a Packer fan, and great to be having Steve joining us. You know, we talked about it really briefly here, but the news of the day, and where we'll be spending a lot of time this morning talking about, is the report that Donald Driver will be signing a restructured contract with the Green Bay Packers. So we've talked about the background many times on this show, and probably go over it just once again here. But I mean, the report, the news that's coming out, first of all, Donald Driver tweeted, taken to social media last night on Twitter, saying it's official or something. He's going to be a Packer for life, which he didn't really get into details, but kind of hinting that a deal was done, or he's agreed to the terms at least, even if he hasn't signed the contract yet. So that's, you know, that's happening on Saturday, or I mean, that's happening today. Reportedly, he'll be signing the contract, and TMJ, WTMJ's Lance Allen, TV station, I believe the NBC affiliate out of Milwaukee, that reporting that Donald Driver has agreed to terms, and the contract will be signed today. So both as Kurt Kozad says here on the live blog, gotta love Donald Driver's cryptic tweets. Yes, he always hints. He doesn't really give a whole lot of information, but then there's the report that kind of corroborated it at least, and the official word should, you know, we're assuming is going to come down today, that Donald Driver is going to agree to a restructured contract. You know, the whole background behind this, of course, I mean, is that Donald Driver has a very high salary cap number this year. He's getting up there in age. Everybody knows this. So the restructured deal is going to be a pay cut, is what it's going to happen. It's an attempt to keep Donald Driver as part of the Packers family here, you know, to keep him around, see what he's got. Everybody knows also at the same time, the group of wide receivers the Packers have is probably the best in the NFL, and it's really deep with a lot of young guys around too. So, you know, it's not going to be tough. It's going to be tough for Donald Driver to make this team to stick around just because of how talented these young guys are. But this restructured deal assures that he'll be around here for training camp. You know, he'll try to make the team. I'm not sure it guarantees he makes the team even. It might, but we will see here. I mean, there's a lot to play out this offseason, and it'll be really interesting. As part of this deal, you could see a contract extension as well. Donald Driver, he was under contract through the 2012 season, albeit at a pretty high rate, millions of dollars. He's got a $1.5 million workout bonus due coming up that you're probably going to see reduced, if not taken away entirely. But still, he was under contract and then was going to be a free agent after the 2012 season. So what this might do, in fact, is also extend Driver's contract. Again, probably not going to be paying a whole lot, but it might extend his contract for another year as well. So, you know what? I've said this for a long time. I think this is the right thing to do if you're the Packers. You know, getting Donald Driver, keeping him. You know, I agree. It's right for the Packers to try to ask for less money, and I think it's also the right thing to do for Donald Driver to you know, agree to that. And what it does is it keeps a veteran player around. His you know, you might see his playing time diminished. But, I mean, this is a guy who still has what it takes to play in the NFL. I think he's still better than your average NFL receiver, even at his age. He showed it last year in the playoffs, had the best performance of any Packer in the playoffs last year. That isn't even a question. That's fact. And if you doubt it, go watch that game again. Donald Driver was about the only Packer player on the team to really give a flawless effort that day. But yeah, so I mean, he's still talented, he's experienced, he's healthy, he's the type of guy who never misses a game, hardly ever, durable. And the Packers really value that a lot. A lot, a lot, a lot. That's why you see A.J. Hawk playing a lot as well. And, that's why the Packers hold him in high esteem, higher than I think a lot of fans do. Because, and same with Donald Driver, they always play. I mean, yes, obviously they've missed games from time to time here and there. But, he's durable and, coming with being available all the time, playing all the time, practicing all the time, they know what they're doing on the field. They're not going to make mistakes. That's what you get from Donald Driver, a guy who's not going to make mistakes out there. Always going to run the right route, always be on the same page as Aaron Rodgers. You know, that's a tally in his column and the reason they want him to stick around. And again, his leadership ability, a guy who was voted as the playoff captain last year, respected among his teammates. These are the reasons the Packers are keeping Donald Driver. I think it's the proper choice to make for both sides. So, I mean, there you go. Kurt Kozak comments on the live blog. He'll be in better shape after Dancing with the Stars. No doubt, huh? Donald Driver, even though he hasn't been taking part in the off-season workout program, he has been working out. The word is he's actually been working. Even while he was on Dancing with the Stars, he would work out with the trainer, like, I don't know if it's every day, but many days, like before he would go practice his dancing, he would work out, to keep in shape. In terms of what he needs to do for football as well. So Donald Driver, today will be the first time he practices with the Packers this offseason. Again, assuming the deal gets done, it's finalized, he inks the contract. And the Packers really probably wanted to get this done before practice today, just in case there's an injury, something like that, they would be protected. They wouldn't, God forbid Donald Driver, suffered a season-ending torn ACL or something. They didn't want to have to pay him his full contract if he was on injured reserve. Now that he's, reportedly, allegedly, assumedly, is that a word, assumedly? Assumedly going to be agreeing to less money, that that the Packers are protected and Driver is too, again, albeit for a little bit less money, but will be in the fold. And that's the big news of the day. If you want to talk about Donald Driver, feel free, call into the show, phone number 347-352-0154, or any other topic about the Green Bay Packers for that matter. Kevin Lamb comments on the live blog. Teams would love to have the depth the Pack have at wide receiver. No doubt about it. I mean, there are so many people on this team legitimately. I mean, there are seven guys legitimately the Packers could keep at wide receiver this year. No doubt about it. And most NFL teams keep about five wide receivers. You have to imagine, just because of how good these guys are, the Packers will keep six this year. You know, it could be one of those cases where, you know, even though rosters are at 53 men, only, 46 now can be active on game day. So there's always, you know, a percentage that can't play on game days. And it could be one of the case where every week one wide receiver is inactive. But anyway, Packers very likely could keep six wide receivers this year. I mean, let's go through them here. Greg Jennings, Jordy Nelson, obviously the number one and two wide receivers now, the guys whose production is the highest. You've got Donald Driver. You've got James Jones. You've got Randall Cobb. There's five right there. Wow. How good is that? Just that five right there. But then you got the two guys who were on the practice squad last year, Torrey Gurley and DeAndre Burrell, two guys who received offers from other NFL teams, but decided instead of making an NFL roster, they said they would stick around and end the season on the Packers practice squad. In turn, the Packers rewarded them with more money and a higher contract. So there's seven guys right there. And I assume, you know, the Packers are going to keep six on the roster this year on the 53. You know, so what Donald Driver's contract extension here, assumedly, does also as well. I mean, what if one of these seven guys gets hurt, you know, sometime between now and September? You know, is that really that much, that the stretch to think that could happen? I mean, God forbid, I hope it doesn't. I don't wish injury upon anyone. But I mean, this is football. Injuries happen, and they happen with higher frequency than we care, than we hope there is. But I mean, you know, all of a sudden, one of these seven, I don't know who it is, but one of these seven between now and September, one of them, you know, decent chance one of them will be hurt. And there you go. I mean, the decision's made for you which six to keep. You're not even going to have to make that decision. You're not even going to have to worry about who to cut. The decision will be made for you. One of them could be put on injured reserve or something like that. You know, who that is. I hope it doesn't happen. Last year, the Packers had pretty good health at wide receiver. Not a whole lot of guys missing games. Greg Jennings had a little bit of injury issues there, but came back in the playoffs. Hopefully that happens again. But, you know, and in addition, I mean, there's all these other guys the Packers just signed as undrafted free agents as well. Who did they sign here? They had Dale Moss, that basketball player turned football player from South Dakota, or was it South Dakota State? Marcus Rivers, the wide receiver from Buffalo. Jarrett Boykin, the wide receiver from Virginia Tech. Last year, the guy who spent last year on injured reserve, Shakey Smithson. All sorts of guys, just a ton of guys they got battling for roster spots. Those undrafted rookies, more than likely, will be battling for practice squad jobs. But hey, I mean, it's a job in the NFL, right? You put your time in on the practice squad for a year or two, and who knows? And next year at this time, we could be talking about Dale Moss potentially making the Packers. So. Kevin Lamb comments on the live blog, training camp should be very interesting this year. A lot of battles, wide receiver, outside linebacker, inside linebacker, defensive line, safety. We're going to see some surprises on cut day. Yeah, it's a lot of competition this year going to be happening. Kirk Kozad comments on the live blog, mark my word, Corliss will not be back this season. So, I mean, we can talk about all these roster battles. And in fact, I had wrote a column yesterday at CheeseheadTV.com. You can see it after the show, in which our homepage is not taken over. But I'm expecting a lot of fights to be happening during training camp, particularly on the defensive side of the football. And not that I'm condoning fights, and for the most part, training camp fights are rather lame anyway. But still, I mean, what you're going to see is you're going to see people getting frustrated because a message has been sent this offseason by the Packers front office by spending the first six draft choices all on defense this year. And in addition to that, signing three free agents all on the defensive line, Hargrove, Muir, Merling. There's been a lot of players being brought into Green Bay, and a message is being sent. Our defense stunk last year, and we're trying to find some good guys to be on this team and make this defense better. So some egos are going to be hurt, and it's going to come to fisticuffs, I think, during training camp, when these guys are going to be competing against each other, fighting for jobs, and because of that, some real fighting's going to come about because of it. And again, I mean, not to condone fighting, and you know, like I said, I mean, just as long, but I mean, I think, you know, fighting shows these guys are serious about keeping their job. So to an extent, I think it's a positive thing. You don't want anybody going all Titus Young on a teammate or anything like that. But I mean, words exchange, a little pushing and shoving, a little bit of fire. That's all right. It's a positive thing. Just don't go overboard. But these guys are going to prove their worth in training camp. It'll be interesting to see. Fierce battles this training camp. Expect it. There's no fights during OTAs. No contact is allowed. So it's not going to happen today during the Packers' open practice today, during organized team activities. Not going to happen in minicamp in June. We got to wait till July and August, actually. That's when the hitting starts. They can actually wear pads during practice, stuff like that. Kurt Kozak comments on the live blog. What do you think about Philbin doing the Hard Knocks gig? Ah, great. I mean, if the Packers aren't going to be on, and they've made it clear, and they've been asked from time to time, general manager Ted Thompson, head coach Mike McCarthy, they've got no interest on being on HBO's reality television series Hard Knocks. I can't blame them. If I were the coach or general manager, I wouldn't want to be on it either. But the Dolphins announced yesterday, Joe Philbin announced, they will be doing it. And you know, it's here's a team that's, you know, kind of been poor in recent history. I mean, they need something like Hard Knocks almost to get some attention on the team, you know, things like that. They're doing it from a PR standpoint. Their owner, Ross, is, was it Stephen Ross? I'm sure had some decision behind this decision making into doing this, even though perhaps maybe Joe Philbin didn't want to. It'll be fun. I mean, there certainly is some merit to it from a public relations standpoint, getting interest in the team, selling tickets, getting fans, selling memorabilia, perhaps getting your fan base fired up for the season. But it's intrusive. I mean, all these coaches, players going to be mic'd up. They're going to hear every word they say, positive and negative. But I mean, from a Packer fan perspective, if I'm not going to watch the Packers, it's good to watch Joe Philbin get a little FaceTime, somebody you're familiar with. Former Packers assistant coach, was the offensive coordinator for the past few years. Mike Sherman, I'm sure, will be getting a lot of FaceTime. He's the new offensive coordinator hired by Philbin in Miami. Former Packers head coach, Mike Sherman. So some former Packers going to get some FaceTimes. I admit I do not have HBO, although we do get it from HBO is known for doing like those free weekends and stuff where you can like watch their programming for free for a weekend or whatever. Maybe I'll get it then and be able to see it. But I'm not the type of guy who pays for HBO. Maybe I should too. A lot of good programming on that cable pay-per-view channel from what I hear. Anyhow. So yeah, I'll be good to see that, and hopefully somehow I'll be able to check in on that, maybe on the internet or something as well. That's going to do it for today, folks. It's a little slightly past 9 o'clock here as we're wrapping up Railbird Central. Stay tuned today for coverage from Packers practice from Green Bay, open to the public, open to the media. So there will be a lot of media coverage today. Of course, I'm sure the media will be talking to Donald Driver, or at least want to talk if he's available. News going to be coming down the pike today. So stay tuned to Railbird Central, where we'll try to give you the scoop. But on behalf of Jamie George, I'm Brian Kirivu. We're taking off. I leave you today with a song called Believe the Lie from Humphreys McGee and Psy Fidelity Records. See everyone. Go Pack. Go. You should be free.